You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. The Crocker Art Museum retrospective of Eduardo Carrillo's work continues. Carrillo lived from 1937 to 1997. He became a world-famous Chicano artist. He was an art professor at UC Santa Cruz for more than 20 years, and he created some of his best-known work in Midtown Sacramento. Earlier this summer, Chicano art historian Terry Romo and the Crocker's curator for this exhibit, Christina Perea, talked with us about Carrillo. Terry and Christina are part of a panel discussion this Sunday at 2 at the Crocker, so we thought we'd revisit part of their conversation with Insight guest host Beth Duncan. You're going to hear Terry Romo first.
Eduardo Carrillo was what we call one of the Mexican-American generation artists, and so that meant that he actually got his artistic career and became an artist back in the early 60s, so it's before the Chicano movement. And he, like many other artists, went to art school, UCLA. He studied. He wanted to make a career and also support his family with his art, much like any other artist. But then during the later period of the late 60s and 70s, when the Chicano movement is really flowering and artists become more part of that because they, in a sense, become the voice for the Chicano movement issues, he becomes very involved and then becomes one of the artists that, in a sense, not only paints as a Chicano artist, but then also as a someone who's interested very much in the history and the education, provides opportunities for others to learn about Chicano art and also the Chicano movement as well.
How much time did he spend in Sacramento? And when you look back, do you think that the city influenced him or did he influence the city?
I think it's both. In 1960, he went to Spain, but then he came to Sacramento after he graduated in the late 60s. And he taught here for only a couple of years. He went to University of California, Santa Cruz in 1972. So at that time, though, what was really important is that he not only had the city influence him, but he got to meet Jose Montoya and Esteban Villa of the Royal Chicano Air Force. So they introduced him to a lot of what was going on in the Chicano movement. So it was very reciprocal.
And how has his work impacted the national art scene?
I'm very excited about the show coming here because in part of my research for another exhibition that I did, and I included him and wrote a lot about him, he's one of those unique artists that I think anyone coming to the exhibition is going to find something that they can relate to because he very much also influenced by the Western European art movement. So those who are interested in surrealism, in the mannerists, and different kinds of Western European art will see those influences very strongly as his work. But then also those of us of Mexican heritage, we'll see also the influences of his heritage on his work. And he studied a lot about Mexican culture. He did murals. He incorporated a lot of his family and community in a lot of the work. So if you're of Mexican heritage, you're also going to be able to see yourself reflected in that exhibition.
And Christina, why did the Crocker choose to feature this artist like right now? What was behind that?
Well, this exhibition has been in the works for several years now. Most of our exhibitions take a few years to plan. But the Crocker, we focus on California artists often. We also have other areas of focus, but that's one of our main areas. And Eduardo is a California artist. But first and foremost, he's a great artist and a very skillful, inspired painter. I believe his work has been largely overlooked beyond Santa Cruz, where he spent the last decades of his life. We also wanted to call attention to the fact that he did spend some time in Sacramento in the early 70s. He was an assistant professor at Sac State, as Teddy mentioned. In addition to being a great artist, as Terry mentioned, he was a teacher, a scholar, and a social activist. But I would say, from what I've learned, he was a sort of gentle activist, but very effective at bringing people together.
Yeah, and this is a bilingual exhibit, so talk a little bit about the steps you've taken to make this accessible in Spanish as well.
Oh, yes. We had basically a team of translators. Christina von Henneberg helped us by translating the exhibition catalog, which is a beautiful full-color catalog with images of not just works in the exhibition, but also other works by Eduardo and some other material that provides context. The exhibition labels are all translated, and we had several helpers on those in-house.
Do you have a favorite piece yourself? I'm looking at this beautiful Testament of the Holy Spirit, this the colors just draw you in.
Yes, that, well, I have several favorites, but that is one of them. And as you mentioned, the title of the painting is Testament of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and that's where we got the title for the exhibition. The exhibition is Testament of the Spirit. This painting looks like, at first glance, you think, oh, it's a still life. It's a table. Mm-hmm. There's a dog curled up under the table. But there's so much profound symbolism in it. And your first hint at that, I think, may be the title. Yeah. Testament of the Holy Spirit sounds so lofty and meaningful, and it is. He's referencing a lot of the history of art. There's a lot of symbolism in many of his paintings. Light is one of his areas of focus. He sees that as something transcendent, something mm-hmm. spiritual. There's a coiled-up rattlesnake on the table that mm-hmm. references the Americas, Mexico, circles repeated in the painting, referencing rebirth, renewal. There's so many things to learn in here. And in addition to that, just the bold, vibrant colors really draw you in.
I'm talking with Tede Romo and Cristina Perea Gilmore about the Eduardo Carrillo exhibit at the Crocker Art Museum. Tede, tell me about particular pieces in this collection that really strike you.
As with Cristina, I have lots of favorites as well and pieces that I feel are very strong. But I actually wrote a lot about Las Tropicanas, which is one of his bigger pieces. It's almost mural size, so it's very dynamic in the sense of its size and also what's going on with it. And very much like in Testament of the Holy Spirit, there's a lot of symbolism in it. So he's drawing on the elongated figures of Western European art, that what we call, you know, that was referenced a lot by the Mannerists. And then he also draws a lot on pre-conquest. So he's got skeletons and figures like UFOs and pyramids. So there's a lot going on in the piece. But if you stand before it, you can actually see different references that you say, oh, I can see myself in that, or I can reference the, you know, that piece. But I think the colors and the way they shimmer and shine, and he uses a lot of reds and yellows, and there's an iguana that sort of seems to be leaping out of the picture at you because it's much bigger than you would, you know, think an iguana would be. And he's referencing the fact that his family was from northern Baja California, so that desert reptile was very, for him, symbolic of that. But like I said, there's a lot of symbolism, but I think what captures you is that light and that color that draws you in, and it makes you want to find out more about why did he use that symbol versus another symbol. He was never the kind of artist that, you know, went out into the streets and actually walked in protest, but his work was very much about unsettling these ideas of difference within art, mm-hmm. and he saw art as a way to unify people and to really look and see how it's something that's innate in us, that idea of wanting to speak to others and, you know, share who we are with others. And so that idea of him using the art to do that, especially since, like I said, his family is from Baja California, so definitely grew up in the border region. But he saw that as a region that, you know, reached across and was one region. And so he wanted to educate people and bring them in with this idea that we share different symbols, we share different kinds of art, but yet we're all very much, you know, one people, even if we live on one side of the border or the other.
So you're invited for more about Eduardo Carrillo's art and his life. This panel discussion will be Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Crocker Art Museum. Tede Romo, Cristina Perea Gilmore, and others will participate. We'll post a link, and of course the exhibit is still open for you to enjoy as well at the Crocker. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.